Saints at Trinity OPC Novato. And this is Pastor Reed, and I wanted to share with you a few thoughts I've been having with regard to the Thanksgiving holiday this year. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, "Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." I think that verse especially is important for us to think about this year. What a year 2020 has been. It's almost over, but first we come to this annual Thanksgiving holiday. This, of all years, would certainly be a year that we could be tempted to not be thankful, to want to grumble and complain about how difficult things have been. Our lives have been turned upside down. It seems like everything has changed. We've lost loved ones and friends to COVID-19, but we're called to be thankful in every circumstance. You know, in fact, Scripture at several points says that something that characterizes the ungodly is that they are unthankful. But God's people are supposed to be thankful. This has been such a challenging year, but let us, by the grace of God, lead in being thankful. Even if the world is not thankful, let us be thankful. I think of another verse, Colossians 4:2, "Continue steadfastly in prayer, being watchful in it with thanksgiving." You know, that verse is the idea about being on the lookout for all the things that we should be thankful for. And as I think of our church and our church family, I can see many things to be thankful for in general, and especially even in this 2020 crazy year that we've been in. We can begin by looking at the health we do have and be thankful for that in a time like this. We can thank God that He has sustained and continued our ministry so far through all this year. That it's not like we've had to put our ministry on hold, but we've been able to keep on finding ways to be about the ministry of the Word and sacrament. And that God has kept us together, sustaining us through all of this. I mean, it's been such challenging times. And it's been challenging at times to even maintain our unity through all of this. We've all had to figure this all out, and we're not done yet figuring things out. Satan has certainly tried to divide Christians during this time, taking people's differing convictions on the matters before us and trying to sow conflict. But again, we thank God for how He has upheld us through all these things. We're thankful for all the creative ways that people have maintained fellowship as a church through these times. I think of the online tools like Zoom and Facebook Live that we've been able to make use of. I think of various folks in our church finding ways to make time for outdoor fellowship and connecting that way, to making efforts to call people, not only in general throughout the week, but especially on the Lord's Day, to check in and see how everyone's doing. Different creative ways like this to keep us together during these last several many months in all of this. I'm so thankful to see that. And I'm thankful for how God has even been bringing new people to our church during these challenging days. Some who even began, quote, visiting our church through the online streams. Who would have thought that we could have new people come into our church who visited us first through an online stream? But God's been blessing us. And most of all, we always continue, first and foremost, in terms of our thankfulness, to thank our great God for His gracious salvation and mercy that we have come to know in Jesus Christ, that in Christ we've been made anew and have the sure hope of eternal life in the age to come. And it's in that age to come that we will no longer have this pagan world who is against us. We'll no longer have any sickness, any disease, any death of any sort. And we'll be perfected in our holiness and eager to live in that eternal life, live under the glory of God in a perfected gratitude that is so thankful for how He has brought us through this temporary time, this fleeting moments compared to eternity of challenge and tribulation, that the Lord persevered us in the faith through it all. We'll be thankful then in a perfect way unto eternity. And so I wanted to just bring this brief reflection to you today on Thanksgiving 2020 to remind us it's the ungodly who are unthankful. It's the godly in Christ who by the grace of God are thankful. And there are many things, if we're watchful, if we're alert in Thanksgiving, that we can find to give God the glory and to thank Him through all these things. And we do that now. All glory be to God. Amen.